Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Well, I have some positive, uplifting sports news for all of you right now.
You need something.
Here on The Fan.
If you're a Duck fan, at least.
And that is that while I have, I'm teetering on turning off Notre Dame, Georgia. It's 20-3.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm teetering. I haven't
and
quite
Georgia
turned it off.
And Georgia has done nothing offensively.
I haven't turned it off yet, but I'm teetering. If I were to turn it off, do you know what the best news in the whole world is?
I do not.
Then I'm going to tell you sports news.
What do you got?
The golf season has begun.
The century, baby.
The century is on. The PGA Tour is back. Round one is underway.
Where's
they're
Hawaii?
They're in Hawaii. They're at Plantation. So I think it's only just now starting on TV.
Is there like women's lacrosse on that I can watch instead?
No, what, get out of here with that.
What can I tune in?
Tom Hoagie with the early lead, guys.
9-under.
Hot Tom Hoagie talk.
Tom
Hoagie. Let's go. Let's get into it. Let's get into the deets.
Hey, I got some bets out.
So did I.
All right.
Well, that was refreshing.
Well, we needed that because we have to get into the Ducks game.
That's bad.
All right, here's our poll question. It's on X at 1080 The Fan. And today we were asking you what most contributed to Oregon's Rose Bowl loss. Is it the layoff?
Yeah. That's the big convenient one now, especially if Georgia loses here.
Well, they're losing.
Yeah, I'm saying if they lose
all
the
of the bye teams.
Yeah, we'll now start the no one wants a bye. Bye's the worst thing ever. Layoff.
And well, I would say all of the bye teams, like Arizona State fell down double digits. Mm-hmm. Oregon fell down double digits. Boise State fell down double digits. Yeah. And now Georgia fell down double digits. I mean, there might be something too. 24 days off.
Is it possible, too, that Arizona State and Boise State, by the way, are nowhere near as good, even though they put up great performances in that game?
All things can be true.
Ohio State arguably is the best team in the country, and some people thought that going in. And Georgia's offense just isn't very good, and they're playing with a backup quarterback. So cause and relation are, this is what we do in college football.
Look at you with cause and relation.
Well, we
look,
just.
Come on, the layoff, certainly, I think it matters.
Well, these dumbasses that are out there now saying that they would rather play an extra game than get, I mean, it's just, it's absurd. This, the level of, so right now, so basically what you're saying is if you're the Kansas City Chiefs or the Lions and Vikings, right?
Shouldn't want the one seed.
They shouldn't want the one seed because you're going to have to get a left. Get
well, but 1 week off is different than 3 weeks off.
Well, I was going to say, 24 days is a long time. And the difference in the NFL and college is that in college, the Ducks got the one seed and were handed the best team in the whole tournament.
Well, and again,
you don't get that in the NFL.
Actually, you do because, quite frankly, there will be a 13 or a 14 win team in Minnesota or Detroit that's going to go on the road and play what a 9 or a 10 win Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. So can we just, for once, can we grow up and not make excuses? If you're going to win a Super Bowl, if you're going to win a national championship, you're going to have to go through somebody.
Yeah, I think you're taking it a little too far. That was only the first answer on the poll question. I don't know that anybody's making excuses, but I think when you look at the four teams that got byes, you got to have a conversation about the layoff being a factor. No one's making excuses that that's why they lost.
Actually, they are.
Well, maybe, but that's dumb. It's just that it is a thing.
Yeah.
So what most contributed to Oregon's Rose Bowl loss? The layoff defense, offensive line, or just a bad draw.
Yeah.
Vote and vote hard. Right now, defense leading the way.
Yeah. And we knew
at 48%, the layoff 30%, just a bad draw 14%, and the offensive line, which gave up 8 sacks.
Yeah.
That's where I would go. 8% is the offensive line.
Well, yeah. I'd go defense, but
it was defense.
Offensive line 8%.
If the offense could have sustained anything, your defense could maybe turn in a 31-point performance instead of a 41-point performance, and then you have a closer game like you did in
Ohio
State.
Took their foot off the gas.
Yeah, I know.
Look, the thing was, you're not coming back from 34-0. You're just not.
And that's why I said, like, it was over.
It was over. I mean, I guess you could, if you want to point out something, they didn't quit, showed some good heart, and they got some stuff going once the game was over. So, I mean, give them credit for that, but. You know, at the end of the day, we talked about this. We had, you know, 2 weeks we were talking about this game, actually much more, but when we were together. And the one thing that you said about Oregon that scared you, if you had a, if you were going to nitpick the number one, ooh, Georgia's making it a game, by the way. Touchdown Georgia, 2010. If you're going to point out one thing about Oregon that kind of worried you, it's the fact that you had played three teams that were good offensively, three playoff teams, right? You played Boise, you played Penn State, and you played Ohio State, and they all scored 30-plus points against you and actually made it look pretty easy. And so that was the fear going in, is your defense really wasn't as good as advertised. It's a good defense. It's not a great defense. And
well, yeah. They gave up 41.
And you gave up 41, and you finally saw, and this is what, I think I tweeted this out towards the end of the second half, we've been told all year that when they get it together, this Ohio State team has a chance to be one of the best Ohio State teams of all time. And like, you could see glimpses of it, but it never really came to fruition. You know, it was always just kind of, it was a work in progress, and you didn't really buy Will Howard all the time. And the offensive line had been hurt and kind of banged around a little bit. And at times the offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly, didn't have faith in their quarterback, and it just never really got there. And then you saw the Tennessee game and you were like, interesting. Tennessee's really good defensively. It's like, is this the version of it that everyone's been talking about? And we know they made a bunch of defensive adjustments over the last, you know, 7 weeks since they played Oregon, and they kept saying, hey, I'm telling you, I think we're getting it together at the right time. And you saw the fully operational Death Star. You saw the team that everyone talked about, including Urban Meyer at the beginning, that said, hey, no dog in this fight. This has a chance to be one of the best Ohio State teams over the last 30 years. And you saw it come to full capabilities. And when that happened and you didn't play very good and you had some guys chipped up, and if you want to throw the layoff in there or whatever, if you want to throw that out there, and the way it just snowballed on you, that just wasn't your day.
Well, it was just the way that whole thing shaped up was bad.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And it was bad for so many different reasons.
Yeah.
To me, I would probably just vote that it was a bad draw.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the title game right there.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I know that some people may scoff at that because of how badly Oregon got beat. But, dude, Dan Lanning usually is like, well, we got to work on this. We got so much to work on. We got to get better. We got to get better. He didn't say any of that.
No, he's like,
he said, dude, that team is legit. They're playing with their hair on fire. They're playing their best at the right time. Tip of the cap. I thought he was really classy.
Ran into a buzzsaw.
You did. And I think that, and it sucks that you had to get them in the first round. That makes it look worse than it is. But I honestly think, I really believe, even though the defense isn't quite as good as we thought it was at Oregon, that's pretty clear at this point, I still believe they could have made the finals of that tournament.
Agreed.
But I do not believe they were ever going to beat Ohio State again. I think the thing about Ohio State that gave us all pause was that it looked like there was trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
You know, we knew they were the most talented team.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, they kind of, who else did they lose to before?
Michigan.
Yeah, so they lost to Oregon, and then, okay, so they didn't have another loss. That's right. I was thinking they had another loss.
They did. They lost to Oregon, and then
later on. I know. I'm saying.
You thought they had a third.
I'm saying other than Oregon, I thought they had another loss. They didn't. They lost that game to Michigan, and that's when we all looked at this, and especially, you know, sort of how Ryan Day reacted to the flag planting thing.
Yep.
It looked weird, and then all of a sudden there was some scuttle that he might get fired, and how does that even happen? And it looked like trouble in paradise to the point where you really didn't have to worry about them. They were self-destructing.
Yeah.
Well, once you saw the Tennessee game, you went, oh,
okay,
that's not happening.
No.
So then, not only did they have the revenge factor, like they were licking their chops to play this team again, but two, they now have momentum. And three, I do think it matters that you had 24 days without lacing them up. Yeah. And I just think the confluence of all of those things, plus that's probably the best. No, it's not probably. It is the best team in the tournament. Yep. All of those things came together and made this just look like a bad set of circumstances. Yep. And it played out that way.
Yep.
So I don't, and we'll talk a lot about it today, and you're going to hear all kinds of things. I've already been reading the text line about Tosh Lapoy and different things. I just don't think anything should change. Look, you were damn good. You were undefeated. You weren't quite good enough. I think the solace may be that the way they beat your ass, you probably weren't winning that tournament, right? Don't you think?
I think I
would agree.
I don't think they're winning that tournament.
Unless someone clipped Ohio State or something happened to
right.
Ohio State.
Right.
If, like I said, if that's the version of Ohio State that everyone had been hinting at, if that really is what this has become,
why would it not be? They've done it 2 weeks in a row.
Exactly. No one is, if they play like that, no one is beating them. I think but I will go to my grave saying that if you gave me Oregon versus everything else I've seen in this tournament, and I really like Notre Dame, right? Notre Dame was my sleeper coming out of that side, and they may end up doing this. I think Oregon could beat any other team in this tournament, including Texas, including Georgia, including Notre Dame. I thought they could beat Ohio State. Turns out, no, you can't.
Here's the hard part.
And it's going to look bad because you got bounced in the first round, and I don't think that's indicative of where you land in the hierarchy of this season.
I agree with that, but at the same time, you've given up almost 150 points to the four good offenses that you've played.
Yes. Well, all same four, offense twice. But.
Right, but they're all in the tournament, right? Two Ohio State, one Boise State, and one Penn State.
You've been cooked.
You gave
times.
Up 150 points.
Yeah.
Your defense was not good enough.
No.
The comparisons to the Lions, it's a great comparison because I don't think anybody thinks the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl with all the injuries that they have.
Yes.
And their offense is amazing, but they just, and now the Lions, it's more injury. The Ducks, it's not injury. Yeah. But it just, I think the biggest thing about this, the single biggest thing is you knew you would get Ohio State's best shot.
Yep.
It's just that when you think you are one of, if not the best teams in the country, you thought you could handle a little better than that. And the fact that they didn't is alarming.
Yeah. And if you want me to put a rosy spin on that, and there really isn't, but if I'm trying to go from a glass half empty perspective, I went back and watched that, as I always try to do, right? I'll go back and I'll try to watch a game, and the 50-50 balls that happened while that game in the first half, anything that happened in the second half, I don't care
Didn't
about.
Matter.
The game was over. Right? 34-0. I don't give a rip about,
Ducks won the second half, 21-7.
When it was 34-0, there were a handful of plays that if Oregon makes them and Ohio State doesn't, or Ohio State just doesn't make the play, then maybe that game can unfold a little bit differently. I don't think you were going to beat them either way, right? Ohio State was fully capable, and they kicked your ass, and they kicked your ass up front. I thought they did a great job of mixing up coverages. I thought the defense looked completely different. Their defensive line didn't have to blitz to overwhelm you, which was something that didn't happen in the first game. I thought the Oregon O-line played their worst game of the year since the Idaho-Boise State games. I thought Cornelius on the outside with Sawyer, I didn't expect that to be a big matchup, but he abused him a lot of that game. But going back, like, remember the Tez Johnson play where it hits the Ohio State guy in the head? If that ball is just thrown a little bit better, that's a walk-in six. Ohio State had two plays where the DB reaches out on a third down in a big play, and he catches it by his fingertips where he knocks it down. Was it Smith that had the one-handed grab that he pulled in? There was all these little kind of tiny plays that when you looked at it on third down, Ohio State was getting off the field and Oregon couldn't make a play defensively where they just couldn't wrap a guy up. There was like, so when I went back and watched it, yes, it was an absolute ass-kicking. There were marginal plays, those 50-50 plays, and not one of them went Oregon's way. And I think on a different day, it's usually not so one-sided on those 50-50 balls. And if that's different, then maybe that's a 24-10, 24-16 sort of half, and then maybe you settle down and maybe you've got something going, but it didn't. It just avalanched against you, and everything went away.
Yeah, I feel like those balls, I mean, that's every game.
It's every game.
But they were so dominated up front on both sides that I don't think it would have changed the damn thing.
And that surprised me a little bit because the Oregon O-line had been rock solid, and Ohio State's front is good. And I know with Tumalau and Sawyer, those guys are viewed as NFL guys, but they're not like that's not Bosa, right? That's not the Bosa brothers. That's not anyone that just all year has just been terrorizing
people. That's where I think the layoff comes in.
Yeah, maybe.
I really do. I think that.
They whooped them up front.
You're just slower. Oh, they whooped them the whole game, but I think they got better as the game went on, but it took them a while.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, once they start eating and getting going downhill, like Sawyer and those guys, they were in the backfield the whole game.
And the other one, too, is once you fall behind and James goes out, the Oregon run game, which was non-existent, like you had to abandon it. You couldn't do it. And so when you take away the run game and you take away any play action and you can pin your ears back and come, that's just that's a death sentence for an O-line. And then I thought Ohio State did a really, and Galloway talked about it, Ohio State did a great job of mixing up their coverage looks, and Dylan Gabriel was really confused. He did not know where to go with the football. And for a guy that has played that much ball, I was surprised by how well Ohio State gave him one look, morphed into something else, and still didn't have a lot to bring a lot of pressure, was able to play coverage. And because of the score, remember we talked about it, the best way to get a team out of a two-high safety look is you run them out of it. And when you can't run the ball and you can play coverage and still mix up your looks in the front seven, Oregon was befuddled all first half and had no answer for it. None.
All right, we will talk more about this game. Texas gonna Texas. That was the game.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up as well.
And by the way, for anyone that's talking about the layoff, Arizona State, Boise State, they had that layoff and still managed to get their footing underneath them.
Yeah, they
and
rallied.
Play a good game.
Well, Georgia's rallying a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly, and Oregon did not. So.
Well, that's because Oregon just got... Dude, that game, again, this is why I think they just got a bad draw. That game, I think the layoff does matter. It is a thing, but... It wouldn't change a thing because of how Ohio State dominated Oregon up front on both sides of the ball. Like, it could, the score might have been different, but Ohio State was winning that game the way they dominated you on the lines, period. Yeah. Layoff or no layoff. But the layoff, I mean, every single one of these teams has fallen behind by double digits. Yeah. I mean, it's a very interesting factor here. All right, so we'll get more into Oregon losing. What is next? And in the pantheon of stinging losses, where might this rank? We'll ask our duck homer over there, Buckley, who is out there.
It's pretty bad. Although, maybe not the worst loss I've seen the Ducks take at the Rose Bowl.
Okay. All coming up, but first, here's Buck with SportsCenter.